What's up, guys? Welcome to the Turner Schmidt English 137 podcast. Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about how I acquired all the texts, videos, shows, and games that we've discussed and gone over in our class, English 137, which is Literature in the Digital Age. So to begin, we first got a lot of, we got a lot of our, stories and articles and readings from Sakai, and, a lot of people talk badly about Sakai, but I personally don't really mind it. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to navigate, pretty simple layout. My one critique is I kind of wish that teachers would be a little bit more consistent about how they do it. Like, for example, some teachers will put all of their PowerPoints up there, you know, all the homework, they'll put the syllabus in the syllabus tab, whereas other teachers won't put up their PowerPoints. Their syllabus will be in resources, their gradebook will be kind of disorganized. And, you know, in the case of this class, we have a completely different website, which I actually don't really mind because I personally believe that the website that we use is better than Sakai. It's a lot simpler and definitely more easy to navigate. But, you know, I think they're both good. And most of the readings that we get from Sakai are PDFs. Actually, now that I'm looking at it, I think every single one is a PDF. And I don't mind PDFs if you can command F it and look through the document and find keywords. So if I'm trying to study or if I need to write a paper and I need to try to find, you know, a specific keyword or group of words that I remember off the top of my head that was talking about something I was trying to remember or write about, I can easily get to it quickly. But in the case of some of the, so that's the case with some of them, like with the, with Man of the Crowd, you can command F it and it's no problem. But with Stranger Than Fiction, the, screenplay, you couldn't. So, you know, like I said, I don't mind PDFs if you can command F, but other than that, I'm particularly not too fond of it. If I can't command F it, I'll generally just print it out so I can underline and highlight that way. But, you know, who likes to waste paper when you could command F it and take notes on the side instead? So that leads me next to Pierre, which was also online. It wasn't a PDF, and it wasn't from Sakai. It was basically just a long web page from the Gutenberg project. And I like reading books by holding a book in my hand with paper. But since this was a book for school, I didn't really mind. I didn't mind it being online in one continuous web page because, like I was talking about earlier, being able to command F it makes a huge world of a difference. And I think being able to do that is better than having like sticky notes littering the whole entire book where, you know, you have to look through them and try to find a specific one. But yeah, I didn't mind it. It helps when we were talking about in class, when we were talking about a specific passage in class, it was easy to find through the online website because of being able to command F it and being able to scroll really quickly. Whereas if it was a book and we were trying to go back to a specific passage, it would have kind of been tough to, you know, sift through the pages and try to find it quickly. But like I said, if it's a book that I'm reading just for leisure, that I'm not going to be digging around in trying to find stuff, I'd rather just have the paper. You know, there's nothing better than holding a natural book with paper. So next we have YouTube and Vimeo, and those were the Eagleman Stag, Snooze, and Cargo. I don't really have much to say about these. I don't really have a problem with watching short videos on YouTube or Vimeo. The advertisements, I guess, are a little bit annoying, but it's not too much of a problem. I know with a lot of longer YouTube videos, every like 4 or 5 minutes, there's an advertisement that they force you to watch, but I don't think that was the case with any of the videos that were assigned to us. So it wasn't much of a problem. And I forgot to mention, every single one of the Sakai courses, or every single one of the readings we had from Sakai, which was the printing press as an agent of change, the nature of books, our young authors, the Stally Bastard reading, Books and Scrolls, the Stranger Than Fiction screenplay, and Man of the Crowd. So after YouTube and Vimeo, we have, The Night Circus. And so I listened to this on Audible, which I downloaded on my phone, and I got the, 15-day free pass, that they allow you to have, and then forgot to cancel it, so I had to pay $15 for Audible, which I'm not too happy about, but that kind of falls on me, I guess. But it was the first audiobook I've ever listened to. I've listened to a lot of podcasts before. I listened to S-Town in high school and loved it, but I've never actually listened to a whole book through an audiobook. And it was fine. I'd rather read a book personally. But, you know, I liked the narrator. I liked his accent, and I was fine with his impressions and his takes on each of the characters. I could see how it bothered some people that it wasn't a different voice for each character, but I personally didn't really mind it. And I like the option that you can actually speed it up. I didn't even know about that until it was mentioned in class, so I would have sped it up probably to 1.5 or 2 if I knew about it beforehand, but once I knew about it, I did that pretty, I think I had it on 1.5 for the whole entire time. I like audiobooks. I prefer books. And one thing about audiobooks that I actually did really like was, well, so first when I started listening to audiobook, I just kind of sat down in a chair and tried to listen to it, just sitting still, and I didn't really like that because I found that I'd like pull out my phone or, you know, look at the TV or something. But I did begin to realize that you can actually, or at least for me, I could do chores, like do the dishes or clean up my room, clean up my apartment. I could do that relatively easily without being distracted while listening to the audiobook. So I really liked that aspect about it, and I actually could run on the treadmill as well while I was listening to the audiobook, so I really did like that about it. But you know, when it comes to books and stories and narratives in general, I kind of like to wind down and listen to it and relax and sit down, so that's definitely why I prefer books over audiobooks. And so that leads me to Netflix, which we watched Russian Doll and the OA on, and I have my own Netflix account, so it was no problem with me in terms of having to pay extra or anything like that. And the thing I like about Netflix is I can watch it on my Xbox, which means I can watch it on a big TV and have a controller in my hand and sit back and be comfortable, which I think is a lot better than YouTube and Vimeo, because with that, if you don't have an HDMI cord, you have to sit with it in your lap with the with the kind of shitty laptop volume. So that I definitely liked, you know, when I'm going to watch a movie or, you know, a TV show or a short video, I definitely prefer for it to be something that I can access through the Xbox and have up on the TV with the better sound quality and not have to have a screen in my lap. But yeah, and also Netflix doesn't really have any advertisements, which is another plus for sure. I guess the only bad thing about it is you have to pay a monthly fee, but besides that, no complaints. Better than YouTube and Vimeo, unless if you can get your laptop up and with an HDMI cord, but that's kind of a pain, especially considering how short they are. And lastly, that leads me to Steam, with Life is Strange. This is probably my least favorite format for, you know, accessing the story, I guess, quote unquote story, when it's really a video game. But yeah, it was kind of a pain to download. It drained my computer battery. It got the fans going on my computer. My computer got really hot while I was playing. And honestly, I just don't even really like the game that much. I find it extremely boring and depressing. But I like video games, and I'm sure I'd like some of the other games on Steam, but it just kind of wreaked havoc on my computer and, you know, took long to download, and I don't know. But I will say I do like the idea of listening or playing a game that's in the form of a story. I just don't really like Life is Strange that much. I'm sure there are a lot of other ones that are a little bit more interesting and better. And I grew up and I playing like Fallout, and I like stories like that. I can't remember who it was that mentioned in class, but she said that, or he said that, she said that the character development in some of the video games was really good, and Fallout is definitely one of them. I think it's great and interesting when you go through a game and characters have these really specific personalities, and you can, you know, walk around their house and read what they have and read their journal and look through their things and, you know, that kind of stuff, which I guess is relatively similar to Life is Strange, but Fallout's definitely a little bit more realistic and a little bit more developed. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for today. I really enjoyed this class, especially really because it's not only just reading. I love that we're exploring stories and narratives in many different ways, whether it be a PDF online, a website, listening to an audiobook, you know, YouTube video. And one last thing I forgot to mention was S-Town. I watched that through the, or I listened to that through the podcast app on my iPhone, and I like that just because it's free. Yeah, it's free, nothing really to complain about, it's easy to navigate. It's like the Audible app, except without having to pay, or at least not having to cancel a free trial. I'm not sure if you can speed up the podcast app on the iPhone, but I don't think I would have wanted to do that for S-Town anyway, just because it's not really something that you're kind of trying to really blast through like a book. It's kind of more something that, I don't know how to put it into words, I guess something that develops a little bit slower, that something that you want to kind of listen word for word for a little bit more than you would for a book. But maybe it's just because I enjoyed S-Town a lot, and didn't want to rush through it. But yeah, I definitely didn't have a problem with the podcast app at all. But yeah, as I was saying, I like this class a lot because there's so many different mediums in which we look through stories, and it's definitely different than any English class I've ever taken before. And yeah, you know, it's always great to watch Netflix in an English class. But yep, that wraps it up for today, and I will see you next time on Turner Schmidt's English 137 podcast.